Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Nature's first green is gold, her hardest hue to hold. This poem by Robert Frost comes to mind every year around this time as the leaves are beginning to change colors and be shed for the year. For a full year, these trees have worked diligently pulling nutrients from deep in the soil to develop the current year's foliage. But all too often, gardeners and homeowners will rake these leaves only to bag up the leaves and put them by the side of the road. These bags of brown gold are then put into a landfill to serve no other purpose. Yard trimmings and other compostable materials such as food waste comprise 28% of the material thrown into U.S. landfills. This is an alarming amount of material that otherwise could have been composted. Using fallen leaves in the garden is one of the easiest and cheapest and most eco-friendly solutions gardeners can employ in their own yard. These leaves can be gathered by raking or blowing or using a lawnmower with a bag attachment. Using a mower with a bag is a great way to chop up and shred these leaves, as well as create a more uniformed mulch which can later be used in the garden. This will create a neater and tidier appearance in the garden. Fallen leaves make an excellent and free mulch. Once gathered, again, by raking or blowing or mowing, you will then be able to put them into the beds or around trees or shrubs or in your flower garden or your vegetable garden. The layers of leaves should be at least 2 to 3 inches thick, and this will help control winter weeds this time of year as well as some of the spring weeds later on in the season. If you prefer the look of a store-bought mulches, consider still using the leaves in your yard as a base layer of mulch, then coming back over the top with your favorite purchased mulch. Over time, these leaves used as mulch will break down. This will help provide plants with nutrients and fertilizers while helping to improve the quality of the soil beneath the garden. When the leaves are used as mulch, they tend to break down rather quickly. Feel free to add an additional 1 to 2 inches every year or every season. November and December is when many of our deciduous trees begin to lose their leaves. But early in spring, our live oaks give us a second wave of leaves that can be used as mulch, especially for our spring gardens. If you are one who actively composts or would like to start, these leaves will make a great addition to your compost bin. When starting a compost bin, one thing that you want to consider is the source material that you put into it. Many websites and many publications will indicate that you want to have a certain amount of green versus brown. The ratio of green to brown is going to be critical. These fallen leaves will give you the brown that you're looking for your compost bin. Compost is primarily used in bed preparation to improve the health of the soil. Collecting leaves and adding them to your compost bin will greatly increase the amount of compost you create each year and cutting down on garden waste and garden cost, as well as increasing the health of your garden plants. Whether you use fallen leaves to mulch your garden or to use in the compost and add later to the garden, the benefits of these fallen leaves will make it to the plants. Keeping these leaves will help save on mulch, compost, landfill space, and fertilizers. It's almost as if money does grow on trees. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.